Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Tuesday, June 9th. Today I want to ask you the question, what is the target that you've really been aiming at? I talk to so many men who are focused, determined, ambitious. They really want to achieve their goals in life. And they're frustrated. They're confused why they aren't able to achieve the level of success that they really want, and certainly not the level of success they feel they deserve for being so hardworking and talented. And one thing I get them to think about is, what is it that they're really going for? It would be like if they were on the shooting range, they're practicing their marksmanship, right? And so they have their gun, and they're about, just say, 100 feet away. And they're shooting at the bullseye, and again, they're focused on that bullseye. They work on their marksmanship, their skill set. And they look at that, what they've done, and maybe they don't hit the bullseye all the time, but they're really close. And they say to me, look at all these things that I'm doing. Look at the target. Look how close, how accurately I am shooting. I should have more in life. I deserve more success. I can't figure it out. And I might walk them up closer to the target and point out that bullseye that they've been working hard, they've been aiming at, and saying, is this what you've been shooting at? Many times when you get perspective and objectivity from someone who you trust, you might see that situation totally differently. Let me explain. Let's just talk about three areas of life that most people are going for. Money and everything that brings options in life, relationships, and let's say their physical fitness, their health, all right? So they may say, I want to provide for my family at the highest level. I want to be the man who provides the options for my family, make more money. And at the same time, they may have a job or a career that just isn't set up so they can earn enough money to produce at the level that they want. And I'll say, have you ever considered doing something else for a living or doing something in addition to what you're doing? And they'll say, well, this is what I'm great at. This is my passion. I've worked a long time developing this skill set. This is what I was born to do. I enjoy it so much, which I understand. But the question would be is that, if your goal, your target is really to produce for your family at the highest level, you should at least consider if what you're doing is going to get you there. So what's the real target? To express yourself doing something that you love to do, maybe something you're familiar with, or to stay safe and secure, not take any risk, or is your goal to really provide for your family at the highest level? Just something to consider. Now, I'm not saying it has to be either or, but many times we don't consider that target that we've been aiming at, that we've been hitting, may not be the target that we really thought we were going for. I talk to a lot of men who want to have close, connected relationships. They want to get married someday. Or they want to take their relationship with their girlfriend to a deeper, more connected level. And that's what they say that they want. At the same time, they may have experiences in the past where their trust was broken. And so what they want is more certainty, more security. They want more time to build that level of trust. And that may be 2 months, 3 months, a year, who knows, depending on the man. And when they develop that level of trust, that's when they'll open up, all right, and get closer. And they just want the other person to be patient with them because of all their pains in the past. Now, there's nothing wrong with that if you can get that. But when you say you want a close and connected relationship, that's what you think your target is. And in reality, it's to be safe. It's not to take that risk, be conservative with your heart and your emotions. You know, who knows? A healthy person who doesn't have your same challenges, they may want a person who can take more risk, put their heart on the line, regardless of what's happened in the past, and do it sooner in the relationship. They can do it earlier in the relationship. And what you want, what's important to you, it may be that safety, that security, feeling safe and secure in the relationship, building up trust slowly. That's more important to you, maybe, than to have that loving, connected relationship that you say that you want, right? That's the target you've been aiming at. That's the target you've been hitting. And you can't want, you wonder why you don't have that relationship that you want. Health and fitness. You want to have that body. You want to build muscle. You want to lose that body fat. And at the same time, there's a certain amount of discipline that goes along with it, maybe with your working out, especially your eating habits. And you're always looking for strategies that can make the process easier. How can I avoid a lot of this suffering and work? I heard you don't have to suffer as much. Now, again, I'm not saying that everything has to be either or, but when you can't get that body that you want, maybe to live the life and have the same structure and disciplines, or a lack of structure and disciplines, to enjoy the quality of life that you have right now, maybe that's more important to you than having that body. Maybe that's the target you're aiming at and you're hitting, and then you can't understand why you don't have that physical body. So many times we need that objectivity. We need perspective, maybe from another person. But for right now, these are some questions that you can ask yourself. What is the target you've really been aiming at? It's certainly something to think about if you know you're working hard, you know you're driven, you know you're ambitious, you're putting in your time, but you just can't achieve that level of success and happiness that you feel you deserve. You may be hitting a target, but maybe not the one you say that you really want. Here's some things I just want you to think about. Hey, if this is stimulating any thoughts or emotions, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. If you're enjoying these videos, if it's helping you understand yourself a little bit better, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I love to hear and read how these videos are helping you. Remember, I don't care how frustrating life can be at times, how hard you've been working and you feel as though you should be living a higher quality of life, more successful, happier with this effort that you put in. You should have done it 10 years ago. I understand that feeling, those feelings and emotions. Many of us have those feelings and emotions. I just want you to remember, keep on keeping on. Keep on working at it. It is not too late to be great. Have a great day.